This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's largest buildings face new requirements to cut their climate warming emissions. State air regulators approved new rules Friday. Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office, which will now enforce the regulations.
We think that the rule will have the effect of increasing the value of those buildings, making them more comfortable for tenants, and significantly reducing energy costs.
The rules require buildings over 50,000 square feet to cut their emissions 20% by the year 2030. Apartments and commercial building owners objected, saying those targets were impossible. Supporters of the new rules say there's plenty of flexibility. Westminster-based Ball Corporation is selling its aerospace division to a British defense contractor. CPR's Dan Boyce reports BAE Systems paid $5.6 billion for the business.
Ball says it will use the money from the sale towards stock buybacks, dividend payments, and to pay the company's debt. Ball will now focus on its aluminum packaging products. For BAE, the purchase lets the organization invest in staff and facilities in Colorado, according to a news release from the company. The deal is expected to close in the first half of 2024. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The number of Coloradans in the labor force from June to July increased by 3,400 people. That's from the State Labor Department. It says more Coloradans are working compared to the national average and that Coloradans make above average earnings per hour. Coloradans on average make almost $36 an hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.